Good morning. Why did Jesus come to earth? To reveal God the Father to us. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. John 1:18. How has Jesus, the only begotten Son, declared to us or shown us the Father? By his words and his works. Jesus spoke much about his heavenly Father. In the Gospel of John alone, it is recorded in 100 verses of Jesus speaking of his Father. The Gospel accounts also record many good works and miracles of Jesus done in obedience to his Father. From John chapter 5, then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. But I have a greater witness than John's. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me." John 5:19 and 36. So from the works that Jesus did and the words that he spoke about his Father, we can come to know him. In John chapter 14, Jesus is speaking with his disciples about knowing God the Father. "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." So what did Jesus reveal about the Father? Jesus revealed the provision of the Father. God the Father provides all that his people need for this life and the life to come. The words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of Luke. "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit who ask of him?" Luke 11:9 through 13. Throughout Jesus' earthly ministry, he demonstrated his desire and ability to provide for his followers. Whether it was feeding of 5,000 men at one time, healing various diseases, casting out demons, or providing wine at a wedding, Jesus showed his care and compassion for those that seek him. This provision for his people comes from God the Father, who freely gives to those who ask of him. Again, the words of Jesus, "And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind, for all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Luke 12:29 through 32. Jesus also revealed the power of the Father. Not only does God the Father desire to provide all that we need in this life and eternal life, but he has the power to accomplish it. A striking example of God's power from the Gospel of John is at the tomb of Lazarus, where Jesus appeals to God the Father for power to raise his friend Lazarus from the dead. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you have sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." John 11, 38 through 44. And finally, Jesus reveals to us the purpose of the Father. John 17 records the prayer of Jesus to his Father. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John 17, 1 through 3. In this text, we see God's purpose in granting us eternal life is so that we may know him now and forever. He desires for us to be restored to a good and right relationship to him. That even though we were born enemies to God and continued in our rebellion against him and did not know him, his purpose through Jesus Christ is to adopt us as his own so that we may know him. Jesus said that eternal life is knowing God the Father, and through faith in Jesus, we can know him. But why does Jesus want us to know the Father? To have fellowship with the Father and have fullness of joy. The Apostle John writes in his first epistle, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full." 1 John 1, 3 through 4. John declares the things of Christ with the purpose that we may have fellowship with God and experience fullness of joy. Because true life and fullness of joy only come through knowing the Father and intimate fellowship with him. Our spirit, that is our soul within us, is only satisfied with spiritual things. Earthly pleasures will never make us happy. Jesus, therefore, reveals the Father so that we may know him and experience eternal happiness. God has promised to provide all that his people need, now and forever, and has demonstrated his power to accomplish all that he has promised. His desire is that you come to know him and live with him forever. So I plead with you today to believe what God has revealed through Jesus Christ and to trust only in him for your life. Amen. Amen.